February 27th, Blessed Louise Albertoni, Widow Third Order. Louise first saw the light of the world at Rome in the year 1474. Her parents belonged to the distinguished families of this city because of their wealth, but still more because of their piety. They bestowed great care upon the training of their daughter, and she responded fully to their efforts, so that she developed into a model for all young women. She had resolved to remain unmarried, but when her parents urged her to be betrothed to an illustrious young man, she believed she recognized the will of God in their desire, and agreed to the marriage. But even in the married state, in which she remained attached to her husband in genuine love, she sought above all things to please God. Her attire was very plain, and even away from home she avoided frivolous pomp and luxury. God blessed their union with three daughters, whom she was careful to rear above all in the love and fear of God. When she was but 33 years old, she lost her husband in death. After her daughters were provided for, Louise thought of nothing but to dedicate herself to the service of God. Publicly, she took the habit of the Third Order, practiced the severest penances, and was so irresistibly drawn to the contemplation of the sufferings of our Lord, and they were so constantly before her mind, that she continually wept, and it was feared that she would lose her sight. She bore a special love toward the poor as special members of Christ. She used the abundant income of her fortune entirely for their support, but she strove to conceal her liberality. With this intention, she often hid pieces of money in the bread that was given to the poor at her door, and then begged Almighty God that He would let it fall to the lot of such as needed it most. Her benevolence knew no bounds. Sometimes she lacked even the necessaries for herself, but then she rejoiced to be like Christ, who, being rich, became poor out of love for men. God repaid her with extraordinary graces. He granted her the gift of miracles and frequent ecstasy. He also told her beforehand of the day of her death. When her end drew nigh, she received the last sacraments with great devotion. Then, looking at the crucifix with tenderest pity, she kissed it and said, "Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit." Thereupon she breathed forth her soul on the day that had been announced to her, which was January 31st, 1533. Her body rests in the church of St. Francis on the Tiber, and her feast is celebrated in Rome with great solemnity. Pope Clement X beatified her in 1671. To love God above all things. Consider that amid all the things in this world that were dear to her, Blessed Louise loved God above them all. She loved her parents, she loved her spouse, she loved her children, but she loved God more. In fact, she loved them only because and as God wanted it, and never out of love for them would she have done anything displeasing to God. Thus must every Christian love God above all things, because God is the highest good, the most worthy to be loved. Do you love God in this manner? Have you not perhaps preferred the friendship of men to the friendship of God? Have you perhaps even loved your convenience, your vanity, your honor more than God? Consider that we should love God with our whole heart, with our whole soul, and with all our mind. That is, all our thoughts, words, and actions should be directed toward God. Even thus did Louise love God above all things, and truly lived only for Him throughout her life. Can you say that of yourself? To what are your first thoughts in the morning directed? Through the day, what do you most frequently think about, and with the greatest pleasure? Oh, what shame if we must say that we are filled with the world and ourselves, and that we love God very little or not at all. Consider how the charity of Blessed Louise towards God showed itself especially in active love towards the members of Christ. Such charity is a fruit of true love of God, and at the same time a means to grow in that love. In order, however, that charity towards our neighbor may produce this fruit, we must see in the poor and in every person to whom we render an act of charity the person of Christ, who, as a matter of fact, is ready to accept it as if done to him, since he himself says, "As long as you did it to one of these, my least brethren, you did it to me." Matthew 25:40. Accordingly, too, as St. Augustine assures us, he will requite it the way he repaid the food he received in the house of Martha and Mary. While he was fed corporally, he fed them spiritually, so that Martha and Mary advanced in grace and the love of God. Prayer of the Church. O God, who, among other exceptional gifts, didst mercifully grant to Blessed Louise a remarkable and truly singular love towards the poor of Christ, grant us, thy servants, through her intercession and merits, that charity with which we may love thee above all things with our whole heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Louise Albertoni, pray for us.